Upon arriving in Omaha on the heels of the Brown lynching and months after the formation of the Omaha Clavern, Reverend Little landed an industry job and settled in initially with the Smiley family on the Negro side of town. Soon after, Louise gave birth to daughter Hilda on October 22, 1921, then son Filbert 18 months later. Scars of the Omaha incident were still visible downtown, and at barbershops, hairdressers, social clubs, and family gatherings, the Little family heard neighbors talk warily about how the Brown lynching had totally disrupted their lives. As if that were not terror enough, local Negroes now faced the better-armed and organized menace of homegrown white racist Klansmen. Straight away, Clavern No. 1 launched separate youth branches for boys and girls, and a Women of the Klan auxiliary that expanded its Omaha roles to 1,100, according to the Monitor. In due course, Klan officials would claim a statewide tally of 45,000 members of every age, gender, and social class, who regularly mounted street demonstrations, weekend parades, and cross-burning ceremonies in open fields. Early on, local whites branded Reverend Little and his wife as troublemakers, in part because they had established the UNIA chapter. When a Klan letter was posted in the Monitor, Louise and her husband got the boastful missive reprinted in the UNIA journal, The Negro World. "White supremacy is our slogan, and we are going to rule this country without the aid or consent of the Negro," wrote the Klan leader. As a warning for families such as the Littles, the letter continued, "We are checking up on you, Negroes. Omaha comes next." UNIA leader Marcus Garvey used the Klan letter, along with the 1919 Omaha riot, to make his case that America would brutally defend white supremacy at all costs.